Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode of Unwell is brought to you by The Amelia Project. Have you ever daydreamed about disappearing and starting over? What if there was a company that provided just that service? Welcome to the comedy fiction podcast, The Amelia Project, a show about a secret death-faking agency. In each episode, you'll hear a new client being interviewed and the dilemmas that bring them to the death-faking agency. They're in turn funny, thought-provoking, or downright surreal. It's just such a delightful premise. We think you'll really enjoy it. You can find The Amelia Project wherever you listen to podcasts, and stick around for a trailer for The Amelia Project at the end of this episode. Hello, this is Jeffrey.
And this is Eleanor.
Have you visited our website recently? It's unwellpodcast.com. I wanted to remind you that that is the hub that we use to collect all things unwell in one place. We have transcripts to every episode in case you want to read along or double-check something you heard. There's info about our cast and crew. You can also find information about how to support us on Patreon. And if you want, you can check out our awesome merch store.
You can also find links to our advertisers. As an independently produced show, we really rely on our listeners, like you, to help us succeed. So whether that's supporting us on Patreon, simply telling a friend about the show, your support really makes this all possible. So check out our website, see all the things we've got to offer there. One more time, that's unwellpodcast.com.
Are you almost ready?
Almost.
Make sure you wear your lucky earrings.
I don't have lucky earrings.
The silver hoop ones with the lapis lazuli. You only wear them when you want things to go well.
I don't have lucky earrings.
How do I look?
Jeans?
It's a hayride race.
Jeans.
Little bits of straw sticking into our butts and legs for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Kid, come on. I'm starting to freak out over here.
You look gorgeous, darling.
Really?
Really, really. Lily's gonna swoon.
Not with my jacket. Makes me look like the Michelin man.
Yet another reason to wear your lucky earrings. Make your face pop.
I don't have lucky earrings.
Is your recording equipment ready?
Ready to go. I'm Marisol. Miss Gibbons said I should be there at 6 to start filming.
I know. That's why we're meeting Lily at 5:45.
It's 5 till.
What?
No, it's... Shit!
Shit, 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 shit!
Come on!
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is going to be fine.
Marisol.
Lily!
Hey, I was looking for you.
Yeah, I was late. Sorry.
No problem. I only managed to get here like 5 minutes ago. Just long enough to get us both D'Souza's DeCoco. Thanks.
Hey, Lily.
Spikes. Didn't expect to see you here. Are you burying a body, or...
She just had to come back to complete her magnum opus.
What better way to end the film than with the little town that could, triumphing with heart and determination.
And if we lose again?
It's the bittersweet tale of the town that never gives up.
I'd watch that movie.
Really? I mean, once I've edited it, I'd love to do a test screening. Oh, sorry, I see my friend. Can I...
Go. We'll meet you at the wagon.
Hey, Joey!
S- So, I didn't want to bring this up in front of Stella, but I brought a little something to add to the DeCocos if we want. Just the thing for a cold wagon ride.
What?
Great minds.
You do mine, I'll do yours.
Deal. Oh, I love your earrings.
These old things.
They look really good on you.
Thank you.
So, how does this work exactly?
Well, the first step usually involves everyone over 21 sneaking alcohol.
Check. Next.
Next. I would like to kiss you.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose I'd hate to miss out on the authentic hayride experience. Now I see why the race is so popular.
That's pretty much it. Oh, and there's this thing where we get on a wagon with hay and try to get to the middle of nowhere before a wagon from Julian.
Doesn't sound important. Can we go over the details of step two again?
They are pretty tricky.
You left out the La Court pig?
Oh! Wes, what are you doing here?
I see Spikes roped you into helping her.
I'm shooting B-roll. You forgot to tell her about the La Court pig.
The
La Court pig. It's like the Stanley Cup, but for hayride races.
Nicholas La Court had a pig, Edith, which won the blue ribbon at the 1872 Lodge County Fair. But the thing was, his farm was halfway between Mount Absalom and Julian, so both towns claimed credit for the win. La Court didn't want to choose because whichever town he chose, the other would just hate him. So we started racing for it. Every fall. Winner gets the pig that year.
That's a fun story, Wes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go back to your date. Pretend I'm not even here.
Wes, what kind of B-roll did Spikes tell you to shoot?
She said her film needed a human interest angle and that I should follow you around for a bit.
Did she? Well, you know what would be a great human interest angle? Edith and Gary Edgerton are celebrating their 51st hayride race. Why don't you go get some shots of them with their grandchildren?
Ooh! Are you sure that's okay?
Positive.
All right. See ya.
I swear to God, Spikes. Sorry about that.
About what?
My niece checking up on us.
Oh,
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm... Absolutely, everything is... Hunky-dory.
Okay.
Marisol Cabrera, please report to the hay wagon. Marisol Cabrera, please report to the hay wagon.
That's our cue.
Lead the way.
Up you go, Stacy. Move all the way to the back of the wagon. Dylan, you next. Stella, how are you doing with the camera?
All set, Miss Gibbons. Ready to record the moment of glory.
Beth and Nessa Tomlin, you get away from the horses this instant! They didn't hurt the horses. Mort, did they hurt the horses?
Nah, just fed them a couple strawberries. No harm done.
I don't want anyone feeding the horses anything. We need them lean and hungry for victory. Marisol Cabrera, please report!
Hey, Hazel.
Marisol, you're late. And Lily Harper.
Hi, Hazel.
You said it was okay if I brought someone this year.
I did. I did say that.
Is there a problem?
No. Of course not. No. You're more than welcome. How much do you weigh?
Excuse me?
Sorry, I don't mean to get so personal, but there are guidelines for the race. 6 children under the age of 13, 6 adults, 12 50-pound hay bales for everyone to sit on. It's all carefully laid out. And an extra load, extra weight, I mean, could be taxing on the horses. We have to think about their health. You understand.
Uh-huh. I'm getting on the wagon now.
Mort, check the horses. Make sure they can handle the weight.
They're fine.
What do you want, Ginger?
Hello, Hazel.
Has anyone ever just kicked Hazel before right in the shins?
Yeah, I forgot to warn you. Hazel is kind of extra Hazel-y on account of her sister's in charge of the race on the Julian side.
Her sister? Oh, that's right! I forgot there are two of them. Jolly Ginger and Happy Hazel.
Here, look for yourself. See? See? Still at the starting line.
I'm glad to see that. I'd hate to have to disqualify you like in 2010.
An honest miscommunication of where to place the starting line, unlike 2002, when your wagon was empty.
Well, it's all water under Tinley's bridge now. So, usual stakes then?
Loser doesn't host Thanksgiving.
For the third year in a row. Ta!
Everyone on board now!
This almost makes up for her comments about my weight.
I know, right?
Mort, are the horses ready?
Ready.
Good. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And we're off. So, this is a race?
A half hour of blistering speed. See why I wanted some company?
I think I'm going to need a bit more cocoa.
Here, lean over me a little. Look, I think you can see the observatory from here.
Wow, I think you're right.
I want to see. Oh, my mistake. It was just a tree.
Oh.
That was close.
Hey, where's everybody going?
Once the race is underway, the festivities move to the finish line to await the winner.
They walk there?
I mean, I know it's hard to believe with the scenery just flying by, but we are being outpaced by the second unit shooting B-roll. Hey, Wes. Hey, Joey.
Hey.
How many soul? Don't. You'll ruin the footage.
Joey?
I thought I was adding human interest.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Are you okay?
That's Joey? Stella's Joey?
Yeah, looks like she's running the sound. Lily!
I'm sorry, I'll explain later!
Lillian Harper? Where are you going? Where is she going?
I don't know.
Excuse me, the two kids who were here with the camera, they were just here.
The ones filming the hayride?
Yes, them. Did you see where they went?
Probably cut through the forest to get ahead of the wagons. Oh
my gosh, thanks. Wes? Wes? Joey? Joey? Easy there. Easy. Seriously? So that's it. You get in trouble once, and now we're best friends? Don't suppose you know where Joey and Wes went.
Don! Don! Where did you wander off to this time? Oh, hello again.
Hi.
Hope he didn't give you trouble like last time.
No, he was fine.
That's my boy, behaving like a proper gentleman.
Hey, girl, you must be Molly then.
Molly is a bit particular. She may need some more time. So, what brings you into the woods this night? No forest fires, I hope?
No, I was at the hayride.
Ah, we were headed that way ourselves.
And I thought I saw someone I knew, and they came into the woods, and I don't suppose you saw two kids, teenagers, with a bunch of film equipment?
Can't speak for what these two might have gotten up to. But I haven't seen anyone except for yourself.
Shit.
Sorry. Don's not a fan of foul language. Something of a living swear jar.
Sorry. Sorry, Don. It's just, I was sort of on a date, and I ran off, and now I don't know what she's going to think. Actually, I do. She's going to think I'm a crazy person who just runs into the woods for no reason.
Huh. Well, we should probably get you back to your date, then.
Yeah, it's just, we were on the hayride, so...
The wagon skirts round the wood and crosses Tinley's Creek at the bridge. If we head that way, we might just catch them.
Really?
I mean, we'll have to put some pep in our step, but I'm pretty confident we can make it.
Sure, let's go. Hey, did you ever find those campers?
Afraid there was nothing more left to find.
Oh, that's horrible.
The woods just aren't safe anymore. Fortunately, we've got Don and Molly to look after us. Nothing will bother us long as they're around. So, must have been pretty important.
Sorry?
What you saw. It must have been pretty important to jump off the hayride and run into the woods in the middle of a date. Unless the date wasn't going too well, in which case I completely understand.
No, it was... It was a very good date. Until... It was... Looked like someone I knew. A long time ago.
Ah, say no more.
What's that supposed to mean?
Hmm?
Say no more and tapping your nose like that.
Oh, I thought you were politely saying the person was dead.
No.
My mistake.
No. But it wasn't exactly normal. That's not what I mean. I don't know what I mean. Maybe I'm losing it like Mom. Nothing. Never mind. She was far away and it's dark and it was probably just some girl who looked the same and had the same name and was hanging out with another kid with the name of a dead person who makes the house shake and appears out of nowhere. And why did you assume I was talking about a dead person?
Well, I think I told you this place has a long memory.
A polite way of saying haunted, I remember.
Because people around here like to be polite about things. Especially those things that are, how did you put it, not exactly normal. I'll wager you're not the first person to run off into the woods. I doubt you'll even be the last.
Alternatively, I could just be having a nervous breakdown.
Or maybe you're on the drugs. Are you on the drugs?
That depends. Are you a cop?
Can I make a suggestion?
I mean, you've listened to me ramble on like an idiot in the middle of the woods. Shoot.
Tell someone what you saw.
Like you?
Oh, heavens, no. I'm an old coot who walks through the woods with his two monster dogs and likes to spin yarns. Tell someone you know. Someone you trust. Your mother, perhaps.
Sorry. My mother and I. We aren't...
Well, how about this date of yours? You trust her.
I mean, this is only our second date.
You're going to have to tell her something. Why not try the truth? Need to make up your mind quick, though.
I can't believe... We made it! Thank you.
Not a problem. You have a good evening.
You too.
Lily?
What did I miss?
How are the horses? Mort, did she hurt the horses?
They're fine.
How did you find us?
Shortcut through the woods. This guy I met, I forgot to ask his name again.
Welcome back, Miss Harper. Will you be joining us for the rest of the race?
Yes, I think I will.
Because you're more than welcome to jump off again if you find our traditions aren't worth your time.
I'm here for the long haul.
We'll see. Don't worry. I got the whole thing on film, and with the right filter and some music behind it, it's gonna be epic! What's that?
Get those dogs away! Shoo!
That, I think, is a helping hand to victory.
Really?
So? Sorry I ran off.
Thought maybe I'd said something.
But I came back.
I saw.
Things have been weird lately.
I get it.
No, I'm not trying to give you the talk. I want to be open with you.
Oh, sure. What is it?
Have you ever noticed anything weird about this place? Mount Absalom, I mean. Marisol?
I'm sorry. It's just, is this like... Is this about the ghost thing?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you really had me going there. I, thought it was something serious.
I am serious.
I know. I believe you. I do.
You do? Does that mean you?
Kind of. For me, it's been more like little things. Weird coincidences, strange sounds at night, faces in the crowd. And then living here for a while, you hear things. There's the ghost stories, sure, but also just gossip,
bits of conversation, people using the wrong tense when referring to grandma, things like that. No one talks about it because they don't want people to think they're crazy or liars. Also, no one wants the town to become the Midwest Salem, selling Halloween decorations year-round and giving tours to the youths with their rock and roll. Though the record shop could definitely use a few more youths with their rock and roll.
Thank you.
For what?
Believing me? Trusting me?
You're welcome. If you're up for it, I would love to hear about what you saw. You were asking about Joey before you. Was it... Is it Joey?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, I think... Wes?
Oh.
Oh!
Yeah. More cocoa.
This episode features
Isa Ramos as Spikes,
Amelia Bethel as Marisol,
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Michael Tarantine as Wes,
Krista D'Agostino as Hazel,
Stephanie Murphy as Ginger,
Tom Dyke as Mort,
Mark Soloff as
Written by Jim McDaniel.
Sound design by Ryan Sheely.
And Jeffrey Nils Gardner. Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer, Mel Reuter.
Unwell lead sound designer, Ryan Sheely.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP.
And a special thank you to our supporting producers, James Battle, Steve Diamond, Bill Gardner, Nick Keenan, and Caitlin White.
HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miami people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miami peoples.
In the 145-year history of the Mount Absalom versus Julian hayride race, Mount Absalom has won the LeCourt Pig 33 times. Julian has won 45 times. The race was called off for 3 years during World War I and 4 years during World War II. And the results have been thrown out 60 times due to cheating.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for the Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.